Hello, this is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Tonight's special is choosing lingerie for those sexual encounters. You can find us live every Saturday night, 9 Eastern, on the Discord Enchantrix Empire radio channel, but you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform, or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. So, how is everybody tonight? I hope everybody is ready to have some fun. And yes, there is our topic for tonight, choosing lingerie for sexual encounters. Doesn't that sound like fun? You know, lingerie by itself is all kinds of fun, but when you're choosing it to, well, get somebody really excited about what you have on, oh, it can be just so much fun. So, why don't we just start off by talking about, oh, I don't know, maybe a thong? Tonight's drink is exactly that. It is the thong, And it is 2 ounces of Don Julio Blanco, 1 cup of fresh pineapple chunks, and 1 cup of fresh pineapple juice and strawberry juice mixed together. Then 2 cups of fresh chilled strawberries and 2 cups of fresh chilled pineapple chunks. And you throw and 1/2 cup of frozen yogurt. Greek yogurt's what I use. Throw that in a blender and you blend it until it's nice and smooth, and you pour it into a milkshake glass, garnish it with a strawberry and a pineapple wedge, and you just enjoy. It is an amazing drink. Basically a tequila strawberry pineapple smoothie is what it is. It's a smoothie for those of you who don't want to just, you know, stay vanilla all your life. So, anyway, there's that. And before we get started, I wanted to let you all know I am running a special until the 23rd, 22nd, somewhere around in there. And it is a stroke-a-thon special. And this, you don't have to be in the stroke-a-thon to enjoy this special. It's basically from yesterday until the 23rd at noon. At noon, the special dies. But it's, you get if you buy a 20-minute Discord session, I will give you 10 free minutes and a naughty picture for you to focus on. And Callie says, the outer clothing fashion is what I really need to do more research on regarding various styles and what I like, honestly, but lingerie is always fun. Well, Callie, you know, I would love to help you with that if you would like. There are so many options, and it's really something that you need to just, kind of look at what you like and then move into that direction. Because there are so many different styles of clothes for women that you have to find what does it for you. But as far as clothing for finding that sexual buttons to push, I'm going to start off by just giving you, I love giving definitions. Lingerie is specialized undergarments or clothing designed to induce sexual arousal, focusing on material like leather, latex, or PVC is more of a BDSM style. However, corsets, harnesses, and stockings are also fun additions to any lingerie wardrobe. Alternative lingerie, often used to describe non-traditional materials like vinyl or rubber. Bondage wear, chains, harnesses, leather, things like that. erotic clothing, such as teddies, garters, stockings, baby dolls, are all part of just erotic wear. Here, I promised pictures, so why should I hold out on you? I'm not going to hold out on you. Let's give you that nice little thong that I was telling you about. And panties and bras are lingerie, and sometimes that can be enough. So, yes, thongs are fun. I call them the underwear I like to show my ass in. And actually, it's not underwear because girls don't wear underwear. We wear panties. So, anyway, a pair of panties to show your ass in. Now, fetish lingerie, on the other hand, encompasses specialized, often revealing undergarments designed for sexual excitement, such as latex, PVC, leather, silk, satin, lace, just to mention a few. Now, I found this material, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, and it is the most silky, buttery, soft material, and I have several 90s made out of this, but it's called Polytricot, and it is a nylon-esque material, but oh my God, it's just so silky, and it feels so good on your skin. And not too long ago, I have never really been a fan of lace underwear, lace panties, any of that, because it's almost always kind of itchy and just not very comfortable. Well, I found some lace panties made out of that Polytricot, and oh my God, was it a game changer. Oh, so I started buying some of that up, and now I have a good collection of lace panties, too, that I like to wear. As far as lingerie goes, I've always considered it garments, something that you wear as far as clothing items. However, I was on the Bad Girls Bible, and they also consider some of the sexy jewelry to be additions to that lingerie that can be very fun to play with too, like the ring bracelets, the one that has the little chain that goes around one of your fingers and comes up your top of your hand and makes a bracelet. They have those. They actually have some necklaces that have these little detachable sides to come off, and you can use them as nipple clamps. So there are some jewelry that you can add into that, too, that can be kind of fun. Now, everybody knows that knows me, my thing with lingerie. I love it. I love the vintage stuff more than anything. That is my jelly and jam, I guess you would call it. I love slips. And the fun thing about that kind of lingerie is it's practical too. So you can wear that underneath your normal everyday clothes. And when you get back, you don't have to go change out of it and get into something else. You just start stripping down and you're already in something super silky and pretty and sexy. You know, something maybe in a white, or I don't know. I kind of like the black too. What do you think? Doesn't that look delicious? That's silky. Am I getting your attention yet? Oh no, Mott. Oh no, it's not bread and butter. That's just straight jam. That's way too sweet to be bread and butter. You prefer the white, prisoner? I Like I said, I really enjoy the vintage stuff. So really, unless you have it made or you run across something like off of Secrets and Lace or someplace like that, it's usually three colors. It's usually the ink black, the bright white, and the nude. And I have way more of those three colors than I do anything else. Now, when I was in the Air Force, I went to Paris. And my now ex-husband gave me his credit card while I was there, and I used it. Oh, God, did I use it. I actually had a bunch of custom lingerie made. And, oh, my God, I love it. I still have it today, and I love wearing it. I don't wear it as often because it is very special lingerie. It's just, you know, it was made strictly for me. It wasn't packaged and just sold to the world. This was made. I went in, picked the materials, picked the lace, picked the colors, and they took measurements, made me feel like a queen, and custom built this lingerie for me. So yeah, I really like it. But for the most part, I am a big fan of the vintage stuff like that, and I love stockings. I know that everybody that knows me knows my feelings on stockings. I don't think there's anything any better than a pair of stockings. Absolutely love them. So, maybe something else? Maybe another pick? Maybe, something like maybe a nice little rear view of the black. So anyway, lingerie is not just, anybody can put on lingerie and anybody can have that feeling of being sexy in it. But lingerie, you need to really, if you're going to use it for sexual encounters, you need to own it, and you need to be able to, how do I want to put this? You have to be able to rock your own body with the lingerie that you pick. You have to have the attitude that goes along with the lingerie. Without the attitude, well, it does not have the same effect. And I don't know if y'all notice, but I do have a little bit of attitude when it comes to sex. I like it. And I will use my lingerie to entice, to tease, and, well, to overall just get my way. And as a woman, that is one of the prerogatives we have, especially when we pick out our lingerie. We're looking to get our way, and we're going to get what we want out of it. Now, I've mentioned Secrets and Lace. They are a very fun retail place to buy lingerie. You can get some really nice lingerie there. It is on the pricey side, but, you know, I haven't had any issues with it. I don't think that it's made as good as some of the classic lingerie. And when I say classic, the people that's been around forever. I haven't had any issues with it, but it doesn't seem as solid as some of the good stuff. And like anything, depending on what you're using your lingerie for, that's how you should go out and purchase it as well. If you're wanting to get ravished and have your man just rip your lingerie right off your body, I do not recommend you wearing something that you really enjoy or something that you really like or something that you paid a lot of money for. They make lingerie just for that, that's super cheap and made for that. That's what I recommend you use. Now, that is usually a prearranged type of thing. That's when you tell him, I want you to rip my clothes off of me and fuck me raw. You know, you have already determined your lingerie for that. Now, they do make several different lines of lingerie and several different qualities. And I am a big, huge, huge fan of the Amazon cheap lingerie for that very reason. Mott, question, Miss Krista, you're a beautiful tall woman. Do you find it harder to find lingerie tall for taller beauties like me? No, I do not, because I am thin. So I wear a medium for the most part, small to medium, depending on the cut of the lingerie. And it's not like I'm trying to get it for the length of my legs. Stockings, I went to buying Wolford because they are high quality and they're kind of stretchy because they have a really good spandex nylon mesh mix of thread count on that. So I can actually do the pin, I call it pinch pull. That's where you put them on over your feet, you get them rolled up to your thigh, and then you grab them and you pinch and you pull, and you get them pulled all the way up, and then you clip them in the garter and they're good. But that is probably the hardest thing, is the length of anything. But I really don't have any issues with that because, like I said, I'm not really trying to find like pants or something like that. And whenever you're dealing with, you know, lingerie, it's pretty much, it's small, it's very revealing. And anyway, and Addie said, yeah, the only thing I can think it could be potentially problematic is stockings and pantyhose. And they're really not. If you get the better quality pantyhose or lingerie or stockings, you don't really run into that because of the elasticity of it. I really don't have any problem. I follow this girl on X. Oh, by the way, I've got my X back for everybody that didn't know. I was in X prison. Them fuckers. They're such asshats over there. Oh, my God. But anyway, I follow a girl over there. She's 6'9", and she absolutely loves wearing stockings. So I messaged her and asked her, where and how does she get her stockings? Because she is a tall, tall girl. And, funny, she wears Berkshire and Wolford for the most part. And she said that what she ended up having to do is she gets the Queen Plus because she is a bigger girl. But she says they fit her. And it's mostly, and she said the same thing that I said. Find the better stockings that have the higher spandex to nylon ratio. Yep, tall Katie, 6'9". She is beautiful, isn't she, Mott? She is a very, very sexy girl. She's one of the few that I would let dominate the shit out of me. I would be her little bitch. God almighty, she is sexy. And Katie, if you're listening, oh God, I would let you do bad things to me, girl. So, how tall are you, Addie? Just out of curiosity. 6'2". If you buy, you may have to buy some that are, how skinny are you? Or how, you know, basically, are you average build, skinny, a little chunky? If you're average or above, pretty skinny, okay? They do make like B's and C's and tall. Maybe try that. Or on stockings, you may just have to go with like a Q or a Q plus, and maybe I have a girlfriend that's in kind of the same situation as you. She's 6'4", and she is, she just finished transitioning a couple of years ago. And what she does is she'll buy the Queen Plus stockings and pantyhose, and then just she'll sew a little she'll lap them over a little bit and sew them. And that's what she's got to do because she's so tall. And, you know, she is skinny as well. So anyway, that is about what you can do. But again, with you being 6'2", you should be able to get a good pair of stockings that will stretch when you do the pinch pull. And they will go up to the top of your thighs. They will. But you have to get the ones that have the good high spandex ratio in them. It can't be that super sheer. The super sheer ones, they stretch some, but not as much. So try that. Try getting the ones that's got a higher spandex to nylon ratio. And not only that, but you'll love the way they feel on your legs because they are super silky. And they're typically a little bit more shiny, too. So they get that, you get that glimmer a little bit. I'll tell you another pair of pantyhose that may work for you is the Sheer Reflections, because they have kind of a high spandex ratio in them as well. Yes, that's the big key, is the spandex makes them stretchier. And they also make them hug better, which makes them look better on your legs. The higher quality, most of your higher quality stockings do have a good spandex to nylon ratio, just so you know. And I can't tell you what that ratio is because I didn't do that much research on it. I just know that I like having that more spandexy stocking, because they are a little bit more stretchy and they do fit a little bit better too. And they feel good on your legs. Oh my God, they feel so good. So now I know, here you can see, these here were a little bit short on me. The pair I'm going to send you right now, these are a little short on me. They don't go all the way up like I like them, but these were made for a different kind of garter too, so. And you do have different styles of garters, too, that you can wear, Addie. I don't know if you know that or not. You can probably find, those are called stay-ups, and I wear them sometimes. I'm just not a big fan of the stay-ups because they don't. If you're trying to wear them as an undergarment, and actually be active throughout the day, you will spend all fucking day keeping those stay-ups staying up. So I wear mine with garters. And there are a couple of different kinds of garters, too. Let's go ahead and get into that. There are functioning garters that actually work for being able to wear stockings throughout the day without a whole lot of muss and a whole lot of fuss. I consider those, they're usually called full garters. They're not that little 2-inch little lacy thing that's got these little spindly 4 straps that clip into your stockings. Those are, in my definition of those, are bedroom come fuck me garters. Those are not garters that you wear out and try to have any kind of semblance of a day. Those are fuck-me garters. Now, a full garter or a girdle garter, either one of those, they typically have the wider straps, they have the heavier buckles, and they have the shorter straps. The straps are a little bit shorter. So when they clip on, you feel that tug on them stockings, and they pull them up in place, and they stay. I also believe that if you're going to wear a garter like that, make sure they are at least 6 straps. I have both 6s and 8s. 8s are kind of fun because they are unique. They're not something that you see every day. So I like them. But my most of my go-to garters are 6-strap. And girdle garters are even better for that because they hold everything in place really nice, and I do like that. And also, girdle garters are a vintage-style lingerie, going back to me loving vintage lingerie. Now, so there is a difference. But if you're, again, we're talking about lingerie that we pick out for sexual encounters. So there, I'm not saying that the little 2-inch all-lace frilly little garters that do nothing but look pretty are not something you don't want because they do look good. And I have never had a man once say, God, that garter looks kind of frilly, or that garter looks kind of small. They don't ever say that, sweetie. And now, I do probably get a better response with my vintage lingerie than I do my uber slutty stuff. Although my uber slutty stuff does have its purposes. And it is fun. But the vintage stuff just has more of an elegant, sexy look. And I just brought up a word. Elegant. So many people think that just because lingerie is elegant, that it does not feel that need for lingerie that is sexy in the bedroom. Oh, no, 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 no. Elegance can be extremely slutty if worn by the right person. Elegant and slutty have nothing to do with the lingerie. It has to do with your attitude. Prisoner says, any man who would complain about how your garters look should not get laid that night. I agree. Maybe that's why they've never said anything. I have a theory that they never say anything because when they see it, their dick gets hard and then they stop thinking with their brain that actually does the cognitive communication. And Addie says, attitude and body language change everything. That is so true. I try to teach, especially people that are starting to explore femininity and starting to explore different kinds of lingerie, that anybody can put on a black with red lace, slutty, I am a fucking whore set of lingerie. Anybody can do that. But somebody that actually can get that guy to come back and want to do more and have lots and lots of fun is the person that can take that pastel little one piece and have that nice long sheer robe over it and turn that into a slutty look just because of your attitude. That's when you're actually starting to accomplish the things that you're trying to accomplish as that vixen in the bedroom. John, you said it's a fetish. What do you mean by that, sweetie? The lingerie, the type of lingerie, all of this? Not sure what you're commenting on. Blood rushing to little head, Mott says. Of course it is. Oh, and by the way, all my shows are pants are optional. Coming is not allowed unless you get prior authorization. So anyway, now, remember I said that just a bra and panty or a little maybe a camisole and panty can be just as, well, it can be lingerie as well. It can be very enticing. Tell me what you think about this. You think that would get your attention? Oh, all the above? Yeah. And there are some people that prefer nudity over lingerie. Not always, but some. Now, what do we got here? You can actually make, oh, you just fainted. That picture there was really racy. I had to do a little censorship on it because, well, I'm not giving away the cow for free. You're totally in the lingerie nudity team, huh? I just love lingerie. I just do. There is just so many different options for lingerie. I haven't even gotten into corsets yet. How many out there, show of hands, how many of you out there like corsets on a woman? Or have been thinking about what it would be like to wear a corset? And unfortunately, corsets are not like they used to be. I actually found, and I love them, real Victorian style vintage corsets. I found them at it was an estate sale. And yeah, they belonged to some other woman, but I don't care. It's a corset. It's not like I'm wearing her panties. But I bought 11 of them. And these are the type of corsets that require, you can't put them on by yourself. You have to have somebody cinch them down for you. These are not the faux corsets. These are the real whalebone, good, strong laces in the back that they, well, I don't know how many of you saw Pirates of the Caribbean where she was getting that corset put on her, how they were actually just tugging on her and it got her to where she couldn't even hardly breathe. That's the kind of corset that I found at this estate sale. And I bought, like I said, I think it was 11 of them. And they were in different colors and you could tell that they were handcrafted. They are so nice. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. Yes, that scene was wonderful. And she, oh my God, did she ever have the body for it too? That is a sexy, sexy woman. So, corsets. Now, they make a ton of, I call them faux corsets. They are for look only. They really don't do any waist training. They don't do any of that snugging. You can put them on by yourself. So, Flo, you're dealing with a blonde here, Mott. I don't know what that is. For looks only, yes, 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 exactly. But they do look sexy. And if you're trying to find something that looks sexy to get fucked in, because let's make no mistake about it, when you are putting on lingerie for a sexual encounter, you're putting on lingerie that you think is going to create the most desire in your partner that's going to equal a very, very good fucking. I can't come up with any other reason for wearing sexy lingerie for a sexual encounter other than you want to make him want to fuck you hard, deep, and fast, and fun, and long. And, oh yes, Mott, I love my panties. And I love leaving them on while I'm getting fucked. I like it when a guy reaches up in there to the gusset, hooks his finger and pulls them over to the side of the cheek of my ass, and leaves them on when he fucks me. Oh God, I love that. Again, that's lingerie being used for a sexual encounter. Let's talk about panties for a second. Why not? We brought up the panty. Mott brought up the panty thing. I have more panties than any one woman should ever own. And that collection grows every time I go into Macy's or Belk or Dillard's or any of those stores that I buy my stockings from, because these people know that by putting out that little table of those pretty little silky panties that Krista's going to come in, and she's going to buy at least 5 pair every time she comes in. Oh, you want to know how many? Oh, I couldn't tell you how many. I can tell you how much storage space I have allotted for panties. I have 2 houses. I have 1 here in Mississippi. And by the way, I was going to do my show on my boat tonight. I wasn't able to do it because I didn't get home in time. So maybe next week. If it's not stormy, I might do it on my boat and actually take some pictures of the ocean while I'm doing it. But anyway, I have 2 houses. I've got 1 here in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, and then I have another place up in Wyoming. And both places, I have panties, more panties than I will ever wear at either one of the places. The storage that I have allotted right now for panties, I have 2 full 5-drawer dressers, full, each drawer full of panties. I don't know how many that is. I just know it is a shit pot full. Yeah. So, and I can also tell you this. I do know how many pair of these I have. I own 0 regular cotton panties. I own 25 pair of bamboo cotton panties in different styles. Constance had to rent a storage container. I keep everything at home. The stuff that goes in storage is stuff that I don't want at the house. I don't know. We'll see. I would put my collection up against anybody's. And I can also say that I have, like I said, I've only got about 25-ish pairs of anything that's not silky. But I also have 2 bedrooms, 2 walk-in closets that have nothing but lingerie in them. Oh, no. I don't want to sell any of it. It's all mine. I went to the good trouble of finding all this shit. I'm not gonna sell it to somebody, Mott. It'd be crazy. That's ludicrous. I don't even know how to really fully respond to that. No way. Yeah, go buy your own. Oh, I will be posting in on my page a couple of sites that I like to use that sell like slips and lingerie of that nature too. That's another one of my favorite garments. Panty Wars, yeah. Like I said, I'll put my collection up against anybody's. So, and just because you get a storage unit doesn't mean that the storage unit is full of panties. She may be over-exaggerating a little bit. I don't know. I haven't seen it in person, but anyway, and mine's growing. And I don't think hers is at this point. Mine is. Mine continues to grow every time I go buy stockings. So, but anyway, slips. Super silky, super sexy. And for what? Well, I know the reason. It's because our clothes have evolved. Our skirts and our dresses have evolved to where they're not needed. However, a slip is a very feminine, very pretty, very sexy garment. And one of the fun things you can do with this, especially if you're wearing it for a sexual encounter, is while you're out, say you're out at the club, you're out at on a date, you wore your dress or your skirt and you're at dinner, you cross your legs and you make sure that slit on that skirt opens up just enough to show that lace on the bottom of that slip. And I guarantee you, girls, it will get the attention of most men when they see that lace It's one of those psychological things. They're seeing something that they don't think they're supposed to see. And that gets their blood boiling. And then, you know, you get home and you give them a nice little peep show. Take off your outerwear and give them a little white nylon lace. Oh, look at that. Don't you think that'll get somebody's attention? Now, another piece of lingerie that we really haven't talked about. Teddy's baby dolls. Teddy's come in a couple of different styles. You can get a teddy that is an open bottom or a onesie. Baby dolls, pretty much same thing. Usually baby dolls are a little bit shorter, a little bit more frilly, and always, always come with matching panties. Well, thank you, Mott. I have a few that I really enjoy. And here, I'll post a couple of my favorites. These two here I really like just because, here you go, two different colors. They're just kind of fun. We could spend the next 30 days every day talking about lingerie because there's so many different combinations, so many different types, so many different things you can wear. And of course, at this point, I cannot do that. It just will not work. But I even have a few pictures. Let me see if I can dig up something more along the lines of that naughty mistress. I do have some pictures of me in leather, of course. Why wouldn't I? So I'm guessing that you all are interested in that, maybe? See something with me in my mistress-type garb? I just gotta find them, so bear with me. We'll continue on until I do. I am certain I will find them here in a minute. Now, does anybody have any questions for me about lingerie or anything they would like me to address? I did enjoy letting you know about the stockings, how to try to make that a little bit more doable for you. No, I am not a vintage model. Not even close. No. Oh, here we go. This is what I wanted. I found it. I found my folder with me with my naughty leather. Because leather is a lot of fun, too. So, give me just a second and I'll post a little bit of leather fun stuff, too. Oh, and footwear. Let's talk about footwear with lingerie. I believe that heels, oh yes, there you go, only make the lingerie sexier. Just so you know, I believe that when you put on a pair of heels with the right lingerie, it does look extremely sexy. Anybody disagree with that statement? And I'll tell you another piece of, it's footwear, but I consider it lingerie as well. And I'm getting ready to show you what I'm talking about. It is, I call these, well, I'm going to have to bear with me because it didn't go to the right place when I was doing my thing with it. So I will have to do this again. No big deal. Anyway, I call them come fuck me boots. Does everybody know what a come fuck me boot is? They are, I call them come fuck me boots. They're thigh high boots. I do consider that lingerie as well. Can't go wrong with a pair of good leather fuck me boots with a good high heel on them. Very, very fun to wear. Very sexy. And, well, very, very enticing, I think. I think they get your attention really well, or most men, anyway. There we go. I found it again. See if we can't do this right this time. All right. And I do believe in BDSM wear as well. I do like the latex and the PVC and all that, because it does, it really accentuates your curves really well. So does everybody like the BDSM look of lingerie sometimes? I know I do. Now, let's go see if we can't find this picture that I was trying to get to you earlier. There it is. Bam. Finally. Fuck me boots and leather. And a nice little corset over it. What do you think? And I do have come fuck me boots that have a 6-inch heel, and I've got them in 3 different colors. I've got the black, and those are just above the knee. I have them that go all the way up to the top of the thigh as well. My 6-inch go up about another 3 inches higher than those. And I've got my 6-inch ones in pink, white, and black. You're more focused on the collar. Not a problem. That is, like, you remember earlier I was saying that there are forms of jewelry that can be considered parts of your lingerie. Well, a collar would certainly fit that bill, Addie. And just so you know, I am very dominant. There are a handful of people that I am submissive to. And I'm putting this out there, and I think she already knows. Miss Hadley is certainly one of those that I would definitely sub for. I have another girlfriend. Her name is Carrie. And Carrie is extremely dominant, and I don't mind switching with her. And now, as far as men go, I have only met 5 men in my entire life that I would let dominate me. But those men, they have a little bit of something special going on. And I do let some men do it, but for the most part, men are not dominant over me. I don't allow it. It is a very exclusive club, Callie. Very. And they cannot even have the smallest inkling of a beta bone in them, or it's over. There is no submitting to them. They have to be so alpha that other alpha men look at them and say, damn, that's an alpha man. So, yeah, they have to be 100% alpha. And I'm gonna address another little something here. This is not lingerie related. This is just dom sub. I, over the years, have been to several different parties, clubs, sex clubs, fetish clubs, things of that nature. And there are so many fake-ass dom men that I have encountered in my life. Oh, my God. I might have to do an episode about dom, what a true dom is. But when I say that they're fake-ass, these are the guys that think that every solution is a spanking or raising their voice or having to assert themselves physically over their submissives. That is not a dom. That's a dick. Fraud. Exactly. If you have to be like that to get somebody to submit to you, you're not dominant. Just throwing that out there. I know that didn't have anything to do with tonight's topic, but I had to vent there. Sorry. So, now, we have talked about several different kinds of lingerie. I've showed you several different pictures. Hopefully you've enjoyed the picture show tonight. They will also be on the transcripts that I do every week. So if you want to go back and revisit some of these pictures, you're more than welcome to. I have more. And remember, For any of you that are interested or thinking about it, the Strokeathon, you have until the 22nd of May, midnight, 22nd, to get entered. And there's a couple of different ways you can enter. Number one, you can do a 30-minute call with a mistress of your choice that is participating in the Strokeathon. There's 15 of us. So you'd have to pick one of us and do a 30-minute call and then submit the entry. Or you can go to the assignment store and just buy an entry. Your choice, however you want to do it. Addie says, Mott said I should share my picks, but I don't think they are too revealing. Was browsing my gallery during the show. Well, Addie, I seen that cute little butt of yours the other night, and you do have a nice little butt. So you can share your pictures anytime you want. And you are, from what I've seen of you, Addie, you are very beautiful. So I would not hesitate if I was you to show off that cute little booty of yours. And I think you sent me a picture, or you posted a picture on my Tushy Tuesday, and you do have a nice little tush. Now, another announcement for you all. We have a new Mistress of the Month, and that would be Goddess Michelle. My bestie is the Mistress of the Month for May. Give her some love. And then here is a big one. This one is a wonderful, wonderful announcement. It is a lot of fun. The entire month of May is Two Mistress Masturbation May. What that means for you, all calls up to 10 minutes, all 10-minute calls and quicker, you can get two mistresses for the price of one. You basically buy one, get one. So you can have a two mistress call for what it would normally cost you to do a one mistress call all month long. And if you decide you want to go longer, any calls over 10 minutes, you get $16 off of that call with the two mistress calls. So this is really a really good way to double up, see what was going on with other mistresses and how we interact with each other. So that can be a lot of fun. And like I said, if you're doing a 10-minute call, it is the same price to add a second mistress. So you might as well do it. Just pick two and enjoy. Hopefully I'd be one of the two that you'd pick. But if not, hey, give these mistresses some love. They deserve it. No, it doesn't double your, well, it could if you can come twice. That's up to you. That's on you, prisoner. But I believe Kay Marie's got you under lock and key to where you're not allowed to come without her permission. So calling us probably would not fix your orgasm denial predicament that you might be in. Because, yes, I do know that Kay Marie has you under her control. And I have to say, if you had a mistress that you had to be under the control of, Kay Marie is definitely one that would be high on my list. I love Kay Marie as well. She is another one of my very dear friends. And it's coming. I'm not sure when she's coming this way, but she's going to be here on the Enchantrix Radio here towards the end of the month. I believe there is a cutoff when Codbean is going to stop allowing live shows, and she'll have to move over here. But I think she's doing it not that week, but the week after. I think she's taking a week off because she has to do MILF duties. But anyway, Kay Marie is definitely heading this way. Miss Hunter is heading this way. Miss Constance is heading this way. Miss Harper is already here. I'm already here, and the only other live show is Femdom Friday, and they have their own channel. So this is the place to be. This is where all the fun is happening. And again, check out the assignment store. There are some really good assignments in there. I just put a 4-minute stroke-a-thon audio in there. Miss Harper has an audio in there. And a couple of the other ladies does too. And, well, if you're wanting to find out kind of what the stroke-a-thon is and how it's going to play out, go buy those audios. And they're fairly cheap. Mine's like $15. So for 4 minutes, that's pretty good. I think Harper's is the same price. But it gives you an idea of what to expect. All of that fun stuff. Mistress of the Month, Goddess Michelle, to Mistress May, up to 10 minutes. Second mistress for free, over 10 minutes, you get $16 off the call. Stroke-a-thons the 23rd. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and post the stroke-a-thon so everybody knows where it is and how to get there. Stroke-a-thon, it is on the 23rd. And it is, you know, you'll need to go check out the rules. Give me just a second, and I will post the links to that as well, so you can get to that as well. I have really enjoyed this show tonight. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. The question is did you? Did you enjoy it? Did you have fun tonight? I really did. This is one of my favorite topics, and so, yeah. Definitely had fun with this topic. Here we go. And here are the links for the stroke-a-thon. You can find out the rules and all that. And here's also where you can purchase if you decide you want to do that. Not pushing the stroke-a-thon on anybody if it's your thing. You'll have fun with it. I did the last one, and it was a ball. And I am in this one as well. So, anyway. And that is pretty much, oh, one other thing about the stroke-a-thon, kinda. The 23rd is the stroke-a-thon. Right after the stroke-a-thon, we're going to have an after party here on Kinks and Drinks. The show will not start right at 9 p.m. on the 23rd because it will start about 10 minutes after the stroke-a-thon ends. It'll still be for an hour. It's just going to be delayed on when the start time is. I highly recommend anybody that likes winning prizes or having fun to be here on the 23rd after the stroke-a-thon because I am going to be giving away some prizes. And I don't know what other mistresses might show up and have something they may want to give you. I don't know. But I do know that I am going to have at least 3 fun things that I am going to give away that night. You have to show up to find out what they are. So, anyway, and I don't know how I'm going to do the giveaway, so that'll be a fun little process too. I'm not going to do a wheel spin. I'm not doing that. I'm just not. It's going to be something related to interaction with the show. So anyway, I have had a ball. Thank you all so much. Thank you for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Discord Enchantrix Empire radio channel. But you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Thank you again so much. I really enjoyed tonight. You all have a safe week. Find that sexy lingerie that you just absolutely can't live without. Pick it out. And there is nothing wrong with buying lingerie to get fucked in one time and never wear again. I've got shoes like that. So enjoy, stay safe, and enjoy your week.